Mental health conditions are the leading cause of health problems among youth. Estimated that only 20% of youth with a mental health condition receive treatment. So this is very timely. Today, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Grand Rapids Youth Commonwealth introduces the BU Wellness Program. Let's talk to you, CEO of our Boys and Girls Clubs of Grand Rapids Youth Commonwealth, Patrick Pluskowski. Good morning to you, Patrick.
Well, good morning, Shelley. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I think last time I saw you was with a roving microphone. We've got that on hold for now, but thanks for staying the course with our Boys and Girls Clubs.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's the least we can do. You know, our kids need our support and our help during regular times and during these times even more so.
How, before we get into obviously a very important program, how has COVID-19 affected you and yours?
Well, it's affected, you know, my family is fine. Thanks for asking. But yeah, with the clubs, we actually had to shut down, of course, just like all the schools did back in March. Seems so long ago. We were able to keep serving our meals. That's an important factor for all of our families. You know, we serve dinner during normal times. So we were able to keep doing that takeout style. And just last week, we did begin to reopen in sort of a pilot phase, real small groups of kids, 10 at a time in each club. Morning and afternoon sessions, you know, all the masking and social distancing, everything else. But, you know, our kids need us to be there for a lot of reasons. Our families need us to be there for a lot of reasons. And so we were grateful to begin that process last week. And this new program that we're going to be launching to support mental health and behavioral health in kids is perfectly timed.
Yes, well, I want to get into this program, but I open with that statistic of 20% of youth with a mental health condition receive treatment. What happens to the other 80%?
Well, you know, unfortunately, yeah. A lot of that goes untreated, and unfortunately, you know, a lot of kids, 1 in 4 nationally are subject to what this term called adverse childhood events. It's received a little bit of press and a lot more attention from the CDC and others as a real public health issue. So adverse child events are all kinds of things, like it sounds, adverse child events. So kids who experience housing insecurity, food insecurity, maybe are privy to or witness domestic abuse or a subject of domestic abuse of some kind, or domestic violence, addiction, all kinds of things. And so kids that have those adverse childhood events, not only do they have stress and anxiety and depression present as a child, but then that can go on to lead to all kinds of not only mental health effects, but actually physical chronic diseases like diabetes and others can actually be a direct result of those adverse childhood events. So, and a lot of time those behaviors in children, you know, they come out, they're not the recognizable signs that we would think of as adults of depression or anxiety. You know, and many times it's just simply tacked up to bad behavior. And so that's what we're trying to address with this program.
Let's talk about this program, the BU Wellness Program. What is it in layman's terms?
I should say, that we've actually been joined. I did ask the president and CEO of the foundation that is supporting this initiative, the Children's Foundation, to join us on the call, and he is on the line with us right now, Larry Burns.
Oh, hello, Larry Burns.
Hello, Shelley and Patrick. Sorry, my phone didn't ring, and that happens from time to time, so I apologize.
Yes. Well, Larry Burns, set the scene. Tell us a little bit about you and what you would like to share.
Well, thank you very much. And Shelley, you and I have talked before about the Children's Foundation expanding into other parts of the state, beginning with Grand Rapids and the surrounding area. And so this grant that we made to Boys and Girls Clubs is part of that strategic direction. And it also includes our focus area that Patrick defined so well on mental health. We have 5 focus areas at the Children's Foundation, and mental health being one of those is far and away the one that comes up the most when we meet with folks like Patrick and his colleagues to see what they need. Certainly before COVID-19, but it will also be, I think, enhanced now and afterwards. And so this is very much part of what we're doing. We go into an organization like Boys and Girls Club and say, what do you need? Then we develop a proposal together, in this case, this program that will train Patrick's colleagues and staff to deal with these youngsters that he explained that are experiencing so much in their lives. And so we're just delighted to be part of this. We've also started a relationship in Grand Rapids with Easter Seals, with the Michigan Brain Injury Association. We have a outreach program with the Grand Rapids Drive and Steve Jabara and his team. So we're on the move, as we like to say.
Very nice. Patrick, your thoughts here.
Yeah. And of course, we are very grateful for the support of the Children's Foundation and all the great work they're doing. And this particular focus, like Larry said, even in non-COVID times, this is an issue that needs to be addressed. But post-COVID or during COVID, it's going to be exacerbated. These same stresses these kids have been are normally affected by have just been magnified and exacerbated during this time with unemployment and all kinds of other issues. So the timing is really auspicious, I guess. It's been a lot of negative events, but I'm glad that we're going to be able to launch this support. So as Larry said, we're going to be working with a local organization called Whole Child that actually teaches adults and our staff to recognize the signs of anxiety and stress and depression in young children as well as teens, and then offers us tools to be able to help ameliorate or mitigate the effects of that as best we can. And so we'll be working with them doing training over the next month. And then we're also working with the MSW program at Grand Valley State University, and we've got an intern who is going to be doing her final field work with the club for a full year, and then, of course, a faculty member from GVSU who's going to be on site supporting her as well. And so, between these two things, we hope to be able to support mental health in a much more deliberate way than we've been in the past. So.
That's great. That's one of the things that excites us about this program is it not only connects us, Shelley, with Boys and Girls Club, which we have a relationship in other areas, but as Patrick mentioned, Grand Valley State University supporting an intern, which we have an intern program as well. So all around, it's exactly what the Children's Foundation is attempting to do. And so we're extremely excited about this. The other thing we're now involved in, and Patrick may be aware of this as well because of COVID, is that we made a number of emergency grants since March, and many of those are in the sort of telemedicine, telementoring arena, so that organizations that normally mentor or interact with children and kids face-to-face couldn't do that. So, I think that's a growing need, and so we'll be there to support organizations with these programs as well.
Great. How do we find out more about your foundation, Larry?
Well, the best way is simply to go to our website, yourchildrensfoundation.org, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. So it's Your Children's Foundation, and so we do a lot in social media, and so it's a great way to find out more about us, either in social media or a website. So thank you for asking.
Of course, you're welcome. I know we'll talk again. CEO of Boys and Girls Clubs of Grand Rapids Youth Commonwealth, Patrick Plasowski, what do you leave us with? How do we help? How do we find out more information about the BU Wellness Program?
Yeah, well, of course, just as Larry said, people can visit our website at bgcgrandrapids.org. BG as Boys and Girls Club of Grand Rapids.org, or find us on Facebook as well. And we will be doing a small, actually, wellness fair today for club members over at our Seatman Club at 139 Crofton, just kind of launched this. So we'll be having about 30 kids over there working with a couple local providers, doing a little bit of art, doing some yoga, and learning some other tools to help them self-regulate their own stress. And so and people can visit the club anytime, and we welcome any and all new members.
Very nice. On this first day of July, kicking off this BU Wellness Program. Thank you very much, gentlemen, Larry and Patrick, on behalf of your partnership and the good things you're doing for our future.